Nielsen. A little Miles Nielsen for you on a Saturday night. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. You can find more at movetomadison.com. Movetomadison.com. Now that I got everything situated on the old mixing board. Hello, Terry Barr and Rocker.
What's happening, Jimmy? Live radio, and we're ready to rock, aren't we?
We are.
Okay, so our guest this evening has been described as captivating all ages. Thanks to his nouveau retro sound, and boy, we're going to get a great taste of it tonight. He has a timeless appearance and an electric stage presence. Okay, so who is this Wisconsin-based musician we speak of? Who is it? It is none other than Jayco. Yay! You may remember he was our state's representative on the NBC show American Song Contest. So please join us in welcoming Jayco to the Max Inc. Radio Show live across the Civic Media Network. Yay, thanks, Jayco. Oh my goodness, this is awesome. And I've been kind and given Rocker the first question of the evening.
All right.
Yeah.
Jayco, let's start there with your appearance on national TV. 1 year ago, Terry interviewed you for our show.
Yes, I did.
And a couple days before you performed your original song, Feel Your Love, in front of millions of viewers during the show's first performance. Yeah. Now can we ask you, what was this experience like?
Oh. It was a crazy time. It was fun. It was electrifying, as I said before. But it also had its other side of the spectrum, as far as, you know, there was a lot of preparation that was involved and a lot of time. And, you know, I was working three other jobs before I did the contest, on top of being a professional musician. And I was pretty much like, I had to quit working those jobs and just shoot B-roll pretty much for the whole time for that show too, for my segment. So, and then, like, hit the studio a lot to just record one song, actually.
And it's in front of a live studio audience, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How many people do they have in that audience there, do you think, that you're performing in front of?
Man,
During the show?
I don't know. I think it was about, like, 200 people, maybe.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I'm always curious about these shows.
Yeah, Jimmy K.
Do you feel that
it was worth it?
I mean, did you make some good connections? Did you take something good away from it?
Yeah, certainly. Any type of performance is a good learning experience.
Right.
And I know saying learning experience, too, is kind of, I don't know, it might sound pretty adolescent of me, but I've been performing for quite a long time. And I think when you learn about music and then you learn about the business and then you combine the two, you come out a little bit more well-informed as a person, too. So learning more about the business and what goes into it was the thing that I really took away from it. The music didn't really so much change. It was more about the business, and that's always fun, right?
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, so the song that you performed on TV is now on the brand new album. Of course, I love this song. We're going to kick off our listening party with this song. Before we play Feel Your Love, can you tell us about the song?
Yeah, I wanted to write the song and incorporate the five basic human senses, and, you know, like tasting, smelling, touching, I wanted to make it a little bit more theatrical, a little bit cinematic. So I really wanted to bring this visualization to the lyrics. Lyrical imagery is a lot of songwriters call it, and I pretty much based the whole song off of a candle that I like. It's weird to write a song about an inanimate object, but it was based on a Halloween candle that I really love.
Halloween candle.
Candles can be powerful. I mean, the scent.
Yes. Wow.
It's weird. Yep. It's a Bath and Body Works candle.
Pumpkin?
No, it's called Vampire Blood.
And whoa!
It's,
so nice.
Yeah, so the smell is it's strawberry plum. So I sing about strawberry plum.
You do.
So it's that's the gist of it. The human senses, and a candle.
Let's check it out right now. Jake O is live in the studio. If you want to call and ask Jake a question, do it right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Feel Your Love is Jake O on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Giving you some rock and roll live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Jake O is in studio. We're tracking through his brand new CD right now. It's pretty cool. If you want to call, 844-967-2789, rocker.
Feel Your Love from Jake O. We're holding a listening party of this new album right now. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you.
Who inspired the young version of Elvis?
Well, is he inspired by the young version?
I get that quite a bit. I do get that quite a bit. Actually, I think a lot of musicians are probably, if it's wise of me to even say, but you know, he's such an icon. I think a lot of musicians are some way, some form inspired by him, because one of the founding members of rock and roll, you know, the genre. So when you're, I mean, there's a lot of other influential acts that led to the birth of rock and roll, of course, but Elvis, though, you know, you know, everybody takes a little bit of something, whether it's,
I need to take a photo of your boots that you have on.
Oh, these
super cool.
They are sweet.
And I will post that on our Facebook page so everybody can see just how
gold
cool he's.
Tipped.
Yeah.
White.
How cool he dresses.
Yeah, silver, yep. No Woo! Crocodiles were harmed.
Did you see the recent?
Yeah. It's fake.
Have you watched the recent flick, the Elvis flick that's out right now?
I did. Yeah.
You did. What did you think of it?
You know, Elvis aside, I think when you look at the psychology of a movie and how it takes the listener onto a journey, I think looking at the whole Colonel Parker thing, the psychology of that, if a lot of viewers probably won't understand the manipulation behind it, but you're actually being manipulated in the movie, believe it or not. So I watched it a few times, and you actually see Colonel Parker is trying to make light of the situation of manipulating somebody who's a youthful talent. So I thought that was excellent, you know, as somebody who has a deep affinity for psychology. And that's what I loved about it.
That's great.
So Elvis aside, like you said,
I love the movie, but I like that report on it. 844-967-2789. If you got a question for Jake O, hey, who's calling? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
This is Oscar Wilson out of Texas, about 10.
Hey, Oscar, what's happening, man? Hey,
hang on, Oscar, okay? We'll talk. Hang on.
Uh-oh. All right, is there a story behind Oscar?
Sorry, Oscar.
Okay, well, Oscar was...
he was supposed to be a guest
in
on
the Cash Box
like
Kings, and
ago.
We tried to get a hold of him.
Okay, I see. So
he called in.
He did. Okay. Hey, I got to
ask
you.
Why'd you do Oscar like that, guys?
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
I know.
I'm just messing
with you. Woo. Sorry, Oscar.
Sorry, Terry.
So your music, you know, we describe it this nouveau retro. What is that? How do you explain it? Obviously, we're hearing it, but how do you explain it to somebody who doesn't understand?
Best way to describe it is it has elements, musical elements, and of yesteryear and modern, and also a futuristic type of elements as well, all intertwined in a tasteful manner. I mean, you could... It's just something that I describe my style, which I also describe my music style, and it just makes sense. I'm not trying to start a genre or anything. Snoop Dogg, he's the one who solidified it for me. He was founder of Nouveau Retro. But anyways, it's a little something that's familiar, but something that's new.
And if people didn't know,
Nouveau Retro.
Snoop Dogg was one of the hosts of the show that you were on. And he was hilarious. So I love that he also got this Nouveau Retro, that he figured that out.
Yeah, I dig Snoop Dogg. I like how he's just in and he's out. You know, love...
Yeah.
he's awesome. I would love to be Snoop. Bring Snoop to Max Inc. Radio. That would be great.
I don't know if I have that power, you know. But
he's listening right now. Don't worry about it.
Nice,
Chico. What's Tell funny? Us, yeah. What brought you to this moment? When did you first start playing music, and was it always guitar?
No, it wasn't always guitar. It was, so in Filipino culture, I think the birth of musical experimentation for me was karaoke. And there's a thing in Filipino culture where it's called the magic mic. And it's a thing, it's a staple in every Filipino household.
Oh,
and it's,
man.
Yeah, so my mother had that. And, you know, as a kid, you kind of just pick up a microphone. You just want to hear your voice. It's like, it's an anomaly to hear your voice. So you just talk into it. So the voice is like the first instrument, and it's the most human instrument of them all. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, high school, it was trombone, or middle school, it was trombone. And then, you know, around that time, my brother, he bought an electric guitar in Ibanez. And then I picked up that guitar, and eventually I wanted something that had more low end. So I picked up bass, and then I was in a punk band.
And then,
I think naturally, as James Brown eloquently says how instruments are, they're all a drum. So I was always, you know, I had that inclination going towards drums too. And then that's a long-winded answer, but music is finding yourself too.
It's so interesting.
And creating.
Yeah. And tonight, you're going to play a little later, but you brought this Gretsch hollow body guitar in with you. And it looks amazing. And you said it's never even been out of the studio.
Tell us
about this guitar. It looked pretty classic.
Thank you. Yeah, I've always been nervous about it. I'm actually, it's the first time bringing it in for a studio or a performance. Yeah, the guitar is a Gretsch, and I try to stay away from Gretsches, believe it or not, because I actually don't want to be pigeonholed as a rockabilly person, because I don't do rockabilly or anything like that.
Yeah.
Gretsch is synonymous with rockabilly. Anyways, I always wanted a black Gretsch guitar with block inlays, and for years I was searching for that guitar. This is a great question, because I was always dreaming over this guitar, and during the pandemic, actually, I saw it pop up, and it was on eBay, and it's a rare guitar, because it was made in 2001, and it was made in the Terada Japanese factory for Gretsch, so they do a really good job of replicating old guitars.
Wow.
And I found it, and it was from a guy in New York City. And yeah, I had it in the cart, and I bought it. And then he told me, like, he sold it off to somebody, and he couldn't sell it to me. And I was like, I was so close to getting the dream guitar. And I was like, damn. And then he contacted me like 2 months later after. I was like, I just got to move on, you know, like a heartbreak type of thing.
Yeah.
And then he contacted me. He's like, hey, dude, you know, do you still want this? And I was like, of course I do.
Wow.
So I got it, and he was like, well, I'll cut you a deal too, because, you know, I kind of cut you.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Hey, all
and
right.
That's how I got the guitar. Ooh. It's actually my oldest guitar, and yeah, and it's my, I'm so happy to have it. You know, it's, if you dream it, you know, you can certainly get it. I really do believe that.
Manifestation. Oh, yes. Okay, so this next song actually features a little of your guitar work. It's called Dreamland. I'd rather have a dream than a nightmare, really. But what do you think this short piece means to you?
Yeah, it's a short piece. It's actually supposed to be played in To Feel Your Love, and because the album is very cohesive that way. But the song is teleporting the listener into this dream state. And I hate to use the same word to describe dreamland is, but, it's like you're falling asleep. It's almost like this, you know, this magical dust is being sprinkled over you, this celestial dust. And yeah, you'll hear the wind. And that's actually me just blowing into the mic. I kind of wanted to make like a very autumn-like wind with my voice, and I drenched it in reverb. And I used some porch chimes, and I wanted to evoke this summertime feel too. Like you could hear like the chimes on a porch blowing in the wind, and you know, you kind of just hear that. Close your eyes, and it kind of just takes you into this dream state. Yeah.
Let's check it out. They're kidding. This is the intro, it's, actually, yeah. for Feel Your Love. So yeah. Here we go.
There it is. There it is. And yeah. I can see how it would go right to, yeah. Oh, man. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
This is Max Inc. Radio. Jayco is live in the studio with us. That little ditty was amazing, and it was dreamland from his new
album. I'm glad
you
think so, yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, you have a bunch of quick pieces like that.
Yeah.
And as you're mentioning, it kind of puts the album as a full story when you yeah. listen to the songs back to back. Why did you do it like this? I don't think I've ever heard another album like this.
Well, you might have actually. You've probably heard an album where it's kind of like a concept album, and that's what I wanted to do. But I wanted to do a concept album with modern conveniences, and meaning people have short attention spans. So I wanted to make a short album instead of an LP.
You are so right.
Yeah, and yeah. It's only a 9.5-minute album, so yeah. I just wanted to make it so it's. I see the album is it's cyclical, meaning it really feeds into itself and it's never ending if you have it if you're streaming it, and yeah, it's I also wrote it in a way so it's based around the key of E, and yeah, the outro of the album actually feeds into the intro of the album, and it's just like little things like that. So you know, you do see a lot of concept albums from rock groups, and I think the one that hails down as concept albums go would probably be Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's very similar that way, too. I want to keep this answer succinct, but it's, sorry about it. Yeah.
There's a lot to it, though.
Yeah,
it's, and a lot of thought has gone into all of this.
Yeah, I recorded it all mm-hmm. myself, so I wanted to be just take you on a trip. And there's the idea of time in it, but you know, it's time is as it's quite arbitrary, and it's human made. So it's mm-hmm. you know, you'll hear a lot of references of clocks and ticking, and you know. I wasn't inspired by Pink Floyd, but you know, I appreciate what they
yeah.
do. So, I hope that answers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it makes sense. Yeah. It really does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jayco's live in the Devil's Lair here. We're tracking through his new CD. We're gonna play some live music after the break here. Since we're talking about these short pieces, here's another one called Candyland, which is a great game from my childhood, by the way. Is Candyland the intro to More I See, Less I Know?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us about the piece Candyland.
So Candyland, just like the beginning song called Dreamland and the last song of the album, I'm skipping around, called Outerland. So the whole idea of this album was actually based around the studio single Feel Your Love, which you folks have heard. And I originally recorded that song back in 2018, and it was originally like a rock opera song, and it was 6.5 minutes long. And I was like, I want to make a radio edit. So I ended up chopping up Feel Your Love, and I created a 2:50 song. And then I utilized the intro and interlude and the outro of the original Feel Your Love, and I embellished on it, and you know, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Terry, in the interest of time here, I'm going to ask you to skip ahead to question number 11. And then what we'll do is we'll play Candyland, and the more I see,
the way
less
it
I
should
know,
be.
The way it should be.
You
right.
are brilliant. Okay.
Well, thank you, guys. Yeah.
Where you did guys you record all of this? And you said, obviously, this is new, self-titled. You did all of the work, too, yourself?
Yeah. I can't take the credit, though, for Feel Your Love. I was quite open to having people hop on that track and help me trying to make the best song as possible for the competition. But the basis of that song, yeah, I recorded that in Portage. But I had Bianca Sperduti do background vocals, Anthony Mirabella III, and Ollie D, who's done a lot of work on like Transformers, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Hannah Montana, and so forth. wow. They helped me with Feel Your Love, but all the other songs of the album was just recorded in the schoolhouse that I live in.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're all listening too.
You live
just
in a
schoolhouse?
Yeah. I hope so.
Oh, no. Rocker just got distracted. Yeah, like, you live in a schoolhouse?
I live in a century-old schoolhouse. Yeah, and a schoolhouse my grandmother taught in. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
I mean,
that's
included.
A little bit amazing.
Bats included, yeah.
Oh.
Actually, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the album actually took a little bit longer, too, to release because I ended up getting bit by a bat. And,
oh,
jeez.
Yeah, I had to get a, like, rabies vaccination and, you know, everything. So I'm pretty hands-on.
Did you get any, like, superpowers after that?
I wish,
was that,
man.
Like, before you went on the TV show?
No, it was after.
Oh, no.
Yeah, all I got was just a buttload of immunoglobulin.
You know that Spider-Man guy? He got bit by a spider first.
I love Marvel, man. But I mean, DC, you know, for Batman, I'd have to go all Green Lantern on that.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, man.
Bitten by a bat. Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So the song More I See, Less I Know.
Yeah.
Tell us about this. Maybe you already have in a way because the album is telling a story that you're kind of making around to, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That song, even like Feel Your Love, I took that song, and when I first made it, it wasn't doing the nouveau retro thing that I anticipated it to be. So I ended up working on that, and actually, I'm glad you asked that question too, because this song is really near and dear to me, just like all songs that I create, but this one in particular, I've developed with the song as a person, and especially during the pandemic, it was a hard time for everybody, mm-hmm. and for myself, like it was such a time of introspection. So all the lyrics you hear in that, I'm not trying to be cheeky or anything. It's just like that really spoke to me, and I hope it helps people. And coming up with the melody for More I See, Less I Know, I was really not for certain about the I see, less I know. But I was singing that, and I heard this finch outside the window, and it whistled back that melody, and I was like,
wow.
You know, damn, I really gotta use that melody, because it was just like the universe speaks through songwriters, mm-hmm. and that was a moment where I wasn't inspired by nature, but nature pretty much solidified a thought, and it was just beautiful.
Props to you for being able to pick that up.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I live in the Driftless region, sure. of Wisconsin, and uh-huh. it's really beautiful and grounding, and man, it almost brings me to tears just thinking about it. Yeah, I don't cry either, but yeah.
Well, if you do, it's okay. Let's hear some music.
Yeah, here we go. We'll get to the music.
We're getting all down, man.
The intro, Candyland, and More I See, Less I Know is Chaco live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night here on the Civic Media Radio Network, it's Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Before we get back to the Devil's Lair here with Jayco, I just want to remind everybody the Max Inc. Heavy is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. And within Max Inc. Heavy is an interview with Rogue Rat, which you want to pay attention to. At the time of recording that interview, though, their CD release show got canceled.
Boo!
But then it was rescheduled again.
Oh, yay! Okay.
Look at the range of emotions we have here on the radio.
Absolutely.
So check it out. Rogue Rat's CD release party is with Cold Black River and Warhawks Saturday, April 1st. Doors open at noon at the High Noon Saloon for a 1 o'clock show.
That's great. I just played one of those like a week ago Sunday.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. A lot of people were there.
I'm super excited about this matinee rock and roll show, and I'm going to go there before I do radio on that Saturday.
Oh, so yeah, it's a good time.
Bring day the full
drinking,
report.
Day drinking. I might.
Oh no.
I might need a chair on Saturday night.
You're worrying me already. Oh man.
Go ahead, Terry.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right, Jayco is here. We are so excited to be able to talk with him and learn more about the stories behind the songs that are coming out right now in the new CD. You know, it's an interesting thought too. We talked about you being on television. I mean, amazing. You've played Summerfest. You've opened for artists like Marcus King, the American Authors. If I had to ask you about pride and being proud of something, what are you the most proud of for yourself right now?
I'm doing it all myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Total DIY. Do it yourself.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing doing the booking, the managing. The songwriting, I'm a sound engineer and mixing it and also, running the merch game as much as I can too, and doing a cohesive, social media thing, making it look good. So I'm a video editor and an actual editor. So I'm a poor musician, but I try to make the most out of it,
That's so awesome.
I try to make it look
big.
Please
don't stop.
No, stop. I can't.
I'm going to ask you this right away too. And I put this one down in particular because I've always hated this as a job interview question. Yeah. Where do you picture yourself in the next 10 years? But I feel like I want to ask you this because to me it seems like you are just really getting going now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I think like travel back 10 years ago, I was just trying to make it, it's those are pretty much like you're just kind of like brushing off the cobwebs. You're brushing the cobwebs off of the soul. Mm-hmm. And then you eventually become a person. And like now it's like I'm 29, but I feel like I've been doing it for a long time and yeah. I'm still young. But yeah, I think a lot of the hard work is starting to show. And yeah, it's pretty much that same mentality, and I hope that carries on for the next 10 years. And I always hope that I could go on tour with Bruno Mars and Anderson and Pac, and I'd like to do a lot of like charity stuff and try to help the environment as much as I can too. With yeah. if I have any claim to fame, I don't want to speak to but yeah, that's what I see. I just want to keep doing what I'm doing now, but keep doing more of it when I'm older.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
Jake O is here on live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Rocker Terry Barr. I'm Jimmy K. Jake O. We got two more songs, and they go together from the new album here. Mm-hmm. I want to just remind people you could get the album right now at Bandcamp. It's only a couple bucks. And it goes to the gas tank, right?
Thank you, man. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah.
All right, so let's start out with Electric Soul. Tell us about this song.
So first off, the whole album is about love. It's about finding yourself with More I See, Less I Know. And then Electric Soul is about just, cutting loose. You got to cut loose from the societal expectations and the surrounding pressures too of just the people that are around you, and just live your life, because the clock is ticking, and before you know it, like tomorrow isn't guaranteed. And this is just about like dancing. The song is very much about like just dance like nobody's watching, because life is a dance.
And it feeds out into Outlander, or Outland, excuse me.
Outer Love
Land.
That show,
Outer
too.
Land.
Excuse me, Outer Land. And this kind of wraps up the story of this new album.
Yeah, yeah. And Outer Land is the outro track of the album, and it's more of an alarming instrumental and less beautiful. Dissonant would be a good word. Mm. Because it's almost like you're waking up. Like when I talk about that clock, it's as if you're waking up, but at the same time, you're in this blurred area of maybe when I'm waking up, it's the dream, but maybe it's the dream me waking up. And it kind of plays with that imagery too, and you're kind of left wondering, what am I waking up? Am I? Yeah. So it's yeah.
That's awesome.
Waking up to reality almost. Yeah. Mm. It's up for your interpretation though.
The new album is available right now up on Bandcamp. Like I said, get that. Maybe make it a Friday night purchase. Sometimes Fridays on Bandcamp, they they yeah. make it good for the artist?
If I may interrupt too, I just picked up 300 units, the CDs from Super Duper here in Madison.
Nice.
And so I have 300 limited edition CDs.
Ooh.
So if you go to my website, which is www.jakeomusic.com, grab yourself a CD. And they're going fast, so...
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, so, yep, and I'm shipping them all out here on Monday. So awesome. If you place an order tonight, I'll get it to you on Monday.
There it is.
And, yeah.
Get on there. Get it right now. All right, we're going to play a couple... The last two songs off the album, and we'll come back. We'll do a live song with Jayco, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. It's Electric Soul on Max Inc. Radio. I like how you ended that song on just that dramatic out note.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jayco live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. We
to
are
be
local
interpreted.
Music. It's very nice.
Yes.
Once again, you can grab the album up online right now on Bandcamp. I highly encourage it. It's a great album. So, Jake, you just told us some news. And typically here on Max Inc. Radio, we unplug from politics.
We do, yes.
But we're going to plug into politics real quick with you because your aunt is running for mayor for Middleton.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been helping her do some canvassing around the town of Middleton. And yeah, she's a wonderful, smart, independent lady, and I support that. And she, yeah.
What's her top two matters that she's attending to or she's campaigning on, do you know?
Wow.
A fast-growing neighborhood development. She wants to help accommodate for lower-income mm-hmm. housing. And
there's not enough of that housing.
Yep, yep. And she wants to help out with that. But she also is the humanities is really strong in her. And I sound like a Star Wars person. she wants to maintain a lot of the historical aspects of Middleton.
Oh,
and
nice.
She wants to, any buildings or anything like that, she wants to take a focus in that instead of tearing it down for new building development.
Yeah, these guys know how I feel about that.
Repurpose.
It's happening way too much in Madison. Old buildings, gone.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Even
those are a couple that really...
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's her name so people know who to look for on the ballot?
Kathy Olson.
Yep, Kathy Olson.
And she's my aunt. And no paid... paid advertisements or endorsements. It's
you said
just,
grassroots. You're a volunteer. Yeah,
yeah it's yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. You go. You knocking on doors and stuff for her.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Putting up door hangers and spreading the word.
That's nice. Great. Well, get out the vote. I mean, there's nothing political about that. You can go vote.
April 4th.
Civic duty. That's right. Mm-hmm. April 4th. There's a big election coming up too. So
yes, sir.
And that's of course you get more information about that all over the civic media because. That's kind of the mission of this network, to get people out to vote and be active in their political.
Mm-hmm. It's very easy. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So our mission, if you accept this, Jayco, is to get a live song from you. Yeah. Ah, we're so excited. What are you going to play? What should we be listening for? Are you just going to jam whatever happens?
I'm
going to
jam. This song is... one that I wrote in 2017.
Oh.
It's called Pig Chase. I can't sing, folks. I recently had a wisdom tooth extraction.
Oh,
so
that's brutal.
Yeah. So and stitches just fell out yesterday.
Oh,
so my gums are kind of just like flapping around. So I'm gonna just play on my guitar for you.
So no corn on the cob for you tonight, then, right?
Oh, come on.
No,
now.
It's been mush. It's been mush for me for a while.
Can of cream corn coming up.
Smoothies.
Yeah. But I got this cool song. It's it's an instrumental. It's almost like Quentin Tarantino meets Dick Dale, and I wrote the song with the idea in mind that this lovely couple was driving and a cop, a villain who is impersonating a cop stops them and ends up gunning down the driver's passenger.
Ooh.
And then this seek of revenge happens and it's just lightning. And
Let's hear it right now.
Oh, my gosh. You have our attention.
No doubt. Jayco is live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Yeah. Jayco.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is one beautiful guitar.
Well, you got to know how to play it,
and
too.
And it sounds so good.
And somebody's playing it really well tonight. I am getting some texts from people listening. They are saying, loved how you actually set up what you just played. Digging the blues song that we showcased with you a little bit ago.
I appreciate that.
And just thinking that this whole thing has been really interesting. Those are just a couple of the texts I'm getting from listeners. That's fun.
So what's on the calendar, Jake? Where are you playing?
I can't really say.
Oh, no.
I want to keep it mysterious. And if you could, people, to all the listeners, I appreciate that if you're tuning in. Mm-hmm. Or if you will be tuning in and into the future by listening to the archival type of stuff. But if you could, please follow me on social media.
Yep.
But you could just go to www.jacomusic.com and it'll take you to all the social media stuff. And you can keep up to date about my performances, about future releases, and...
It's all right there.
It's going to be a good time, you know.
Can't wait.
Planning on, it's going to be a fun year. You know, I get to crawl out of my hole.
Hey, Jake, thank you. We got to go, but thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Good.
Thank you for the live performance. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much for, inviting me in. And, thank you so much.
You bet.
Terry, Jimmy K, Rocker, thank you.
Stick around. Maxine Kevy's coming up next. Civic Media.